Good afternoon.
Ray, how would you assess where your defense is at now on a weekend of training?
I hope 7 days better. I know for sure we are, just with the experience of learning the new defense, the coaches learning the players' nuances, their desires, their hopes, their wishes. We've got a long way to go. I use the analogy of an airplane on a runway. We've got a long runway. So it's not like we got to get off the ground right now. We're going to build this thing, and we've got some young players, and I'm proudest of our veterans. They've taken ownership of how to teach these young rookies how to be pros. Not how to run a sprint, but how to come in the classroom, how to take notes, how to be on time. And that's the foundation of having a good team, is when your veterans teach these young players, this is what being an NFL pro is all about. So we've got that foundation, and now we just got to build it to having good players and go out and compete.
Has it been better for some of the veterans or easier to pick up because you were here once before not too long ago and some of these guys remember the system you ran?
I would hope so. The words are the same. Whether you're in Denver's 3-4, Tennessee's 3-4, Pittsburgh's 3-4, it's all the same. It's just the words, the terminology. So, yes, it should be comfortable. And the young guys, I take my gauge by the young guys. If they get it, I know the old guys do. So I teach to the rookies. If they can understand this concept, I know the veterans can. But I would say today we're on pace. We're not where we want to be by any means, but I think we're on pace to go where we want to go.
Coach, how big a blow is losing Desmond Bryant and with the ripple effect, can you kind of address the decision to try Ogba at defensive end?
Mm-hmm. Dez was a shock to me. I was on vacation and I heard about it, and immediately you go into survival mode, if you will. What do you do? How are we going to get better? What do we do? He was a key part of our defense. Now with his injury, just like anybody else's injury, you have to adjust because nobody's going to wait for you. So if you ask me what are we doing as you guys watch practice and we're moving guys around, I would use the term kaleidoscope. When you turn it, you're going to get a different picture. And I want us to have guys that are interchangeable because I don't know what we're going to be yet. You know, if somebody said, well, you're a 3-4, would you be a 4-3? Well, sure I would if I thought it would win. So we're going to be an ever-changing defense until we find out what we do best and put the players in that position. So these things in the NFL happen. You know, you feel for the player, but you can't let that suffer the rest of the team. You've got to go on and say, how are we going to get better? But when you lose a good player, what happens is the other players have to get better. So that's what we're trying to do right now.
And where does Xavier Cooper come into that equation when it comes to needing a guy to get better and be able to fill that?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a good young player that we were counting on anyway, so nothing changed in my mind about Xavier. All it meant was, you know, we're going to need you to step up right now today versus week one versus Philadelphia. So some of it's his leadership ability, but he was a player we were counting on from day one to get a lot of snaps for us.
Ray, there were a couple of guys here on this defense that are trying to kind of come up off the mat and revive their careers. One that you know well in Barkevious Mingo and then another one in Justin Gilbert. How are those two guys coming along so far in this camp?
Justin Gilbert has done everything we've asked. And I came in, and we talked about having a clean slate. I remember Justin in college coming out, what kind of player he was, and I said, I want you to be that type player. He's done everything we've asked, and very happy with him. Barkevious is, again, doing everything. He, I believe, gets praises because you see him. He sticks out running. Now, in this league, what it takes is you need that, but you also have to make plays and produce. We've got a 4-week window coming up here where it's going to be very important, not only for him, it's going to be important for the rest of our defense, our team, our coaches. We're trying to establish, I think from a coaching staff, that our players can trust us, that we're going to try to put them in the best position to succeed, whatever that may be. And we're trying to, once we get them in that position, make sure they do succeed. So I think it's a give and take of guys learning, what do they want, what can I give them, what can we expect from them.
What are you seeing in the secondary, especially the nickel spot? Jamar Taylor seems to be a guy that's really stood out, and him battling with Kaywan Williams on the back end. What are you seeing from those two?
For me, I love competition. It's really the only way you get better, unless that player is a Michael Jordan, a LeBron, a Steph Curry, guys that are highly self-motivated. Competition makes you better. And so when you get that, your team's going to be better. And I need guys, just as we talked about Desmond getting hurt, I don't know what the future is going to bring. So the more players you can get in competition to be the starter, and whoever the starter, the next guy is the starter in waiting. We say 1A and 1B. It's not number two. So the competition is good for me, and they're both very competitive, very prideful men that are going to help us win. And that's the most important thing. They're going to help us win.
Ray, has there been an extra emphasis on stopping the run with this defense? And if so, what things have you done to help move along that process?
Yeah, I would say in the NFL, 1 and 1A is stop the run and hit the quarterback. That's our emphasis all the time. You know, you got to be good tacklers. You got to be able to pressure the quarterback. You got to be gap sound. Well, that's fundamental football 101, things we preach. When we get done not preaching that, or when somebody says, well, that's not important anymore, I guess it's time for me to walk out the door because that's not football anymore. So those are just bedrock idioms of what we do. It's stop the run, hit the quarterback. And we're working on that every day, and you can probably see me when we miss a tackle. That's not good for me. And I let the players know, that's not good for you.
Ray, how are you a different coordinator than the one that was here in 2015?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm comfortable with the building, ownership, management, coaching, and the city. So I feel at home here. And sometimes, you know, you move into a new city and you're in the building all the time because you never get to go anywhere because you're meeting. So you don't know the community. You don't know the people. Well, I was telling the story yesterday. Coach, you gave us couple hours off, so I was able to go golfing and go flying. And at the golf course, the people were talking about the Cleveland Browns. He had a Cleveland Brown tattoo on his leg. And flying, when I landed, the guy that takes care of the plane was talking about the Cleveland Brown defense. It allows me to absorb what this team means to the city, and I appreciate it. I think this city is fantastic. I'm so blessed to be able to come back and know the people. And I equate the Cleveland Cavaliers celebration with what we want. We want that parade. We want it to be bigger than they have. So, I've fallen in love with the city.
Ray, can you kind of explain why you guys think Pierre Desir might be better suited at safety than corner?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I said earlier the kaleidoscope analogy, what I meant was not just Emmanuel moving and maybe Joe Schobert and maybe Pierre. We're going to move guys around because it helps me when you can play more than one position. When you can play corner and nickel and free safety, it makes my job easier. So for us, we are experimenting with what works best for the player. How can he maximize his talents? We're trying to give every player on the team an opportunity to make the team, and sometimes that may be at a different position. And I'll just use the analogy of Troy Brown of the New England Patriots. He was a wide receiver that played nickel in the game and went on. Roy Green went from all-pro wide receiver to all-pro safety. The more you can do, the better your chances of helping us win.
Ray, one of the primary questions about your defense that people have coming into this season is, the aside from stopping the run, mm-hmm. is the pass rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Where that's going to come from specifically. What are you seeing in that regard when you're looking at some of the bodies you've put out there? Where do you think that pass rush is going to be able to come from this year?
I would say that's probably why we are moving so many guys in different positions. We're really getting used to our players. What do they do best? I don't have an answer right now. I don't know. I'll find out a little bit more tomorrow in our live scrimmage. I'll find out a little bit more when we go to Green Bay next Friday, when we play Chicago, when we play Tampa Bay. I'll find out a little bit more of who can do what. But right now, I don't know. I don't have that answer yet.
Is that a unique situation for you coming into a season where you have maybe a phase of your defense and you're into the first week, approaching the second week of camp, and you honestly say to yourself, I don't know where something is at right now? Is that unique for you, or is that something that's pretty commonplace?
Well, I think you hope you know. We have and the reason I don't know is we have so many new young players that, you know, they've never even had an NFL experience in the stadium yet. And we get to go to Lambeau, watch them there. That's what's different about it. I've got to learn what they do. You know, whether Joe, Emmanuel, Dominic, Scooby, all of our young players moving around, playing different positions, I'll get used to them, and we will find out probably in week 3 or 4, well, we're pretty good at this, and we're probably not so good at this yet. And maybe we feature a little bit more of this that we're good at and a little bit less of something that we're not. And that's part of coming back, understanding what we're – what we're good at. Daryl's going to kill me.
Coach, do the signing periods give you, I mean, you've worked with different head coaches, and not all of them, I'm assuming not all of them have done that. I know. Do they give you a better chance to evaluate players?
Instantly, it does. I like it because it's a tempo changer where, you know, practice may be dragging and you're doing this, and all of a sudden you got to be ready to go. And that's really what an NFL game is, sudden change. And we always talk about when you watch ESPN, the segments that they show are either scoring plays or sudden change. I mean, they don't show a punt that goes 40 yards and good punt, fair catch. You know, they want the action. And that gives us instant action, and you better change your mindset of, I'm just at practice, and, okay, practice is going to be done. It's immediate. Oh, well, here we go.
You added DeMario Davis this offseason, mm-hmm. On the inside. Do you look at him as, you know, putting him next to Chris? Do you look at that as a potential, I don't want to say game-changing situation for you, but just do you look at that as maybe a shot in the arm in the middle of your defense?
For me, it's a shot of adrenaline, and I don't know what relaxing drugs are. It's not caffeine, but whatever you would, Xanax or something, I don't know, whatever they use to mellow down. For me, it's going to be a comfort zone of, I've got an ultimate competitive warrior leader sitting in there that is nothing but football. And for me, it's a comfort zone of, I know what I have, and I've talked to those two guys about what I expect from them, how dynamic I expect those guys to be. And so I'm challenging those guys to be not only leaders, but really statistical leaders.